come you masters of war. You that build the big guns, you that build the death planes, you that build all the bombs.
This is a Building Bridges, your community and labor report with a special. I'm Amy Rosenberg.
And I'm Ken Nash.
I want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing but build to destroy.
In response to the U.S. invasion of Iraq, there have been massive marches and protests around the globe, from England and Italy to Pakistan, Cairo, and Mexico, to name but a few. Masses of people and organizations have gathered throughout the world, marched in protest against this imperialist war for oil. In the U.S., there were protests across the country, and in New York City, over a quarter of a million people marched on Saturday, March 22nd, and unlike in previous wars in our lifetime, U.S. trade unionists were prominent throughout the march, carrying their union banners, signs, and wearing union and anti-war buttons.
Mimi and I marched with the labor contingent, which included unionists from the United Auto Workers, Professional Staff Congress of CUNY, District Council 37 of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, the Transport Workers Union, the American Federation of Teachers, just to name a few. In addition to questioning the morality of the war, trade unionists are concerned about the impact of budget cuts and unemployment in this country. While President Bush is set to wage endless wars abroad, he is also waging a class war in the U.S. against unions and social programs.
So labor joined with community organizations for peace and justice, demanding an end to this illegal war. Here are some of the voices of labor from the march.
While the young people's blood flows out of their bodies and is buried in the mud.
We have a woman here with a big UAW insignia, and in the middle of it is a peace sign.
My name is Cheryl Douglas, and I'm here because my son is a U.S. Marine, and he's in Iraq, and I'm totally against it.
What's his thoughts on it?
Well, he needed money for school, so he joined the military. As a result, you have to follow orders. He doesn't have a choice.
As a black mother whose son is over there, what are your fears and interests about what's happening to the troops there?
I feel that, one, we shouldn't be there. I believe that we should have continued to talk, work with the UN. I think this is just a personal vendetta on our president's side. He wanted the oil, and he wanted revenge for his father. And I'm terribly against it. And I feel horrible for the mothers who are losing their lives and children also in that country, along with all of our troops. And the fact that my son is there, I'm deeply more upset about it. All I can do is just march and keep marching. I feel helpless at this point.
Have you been active in the movement before, or is this the first time?
Oh, no. Since the Vietnam, I was always, I've been marching. My son was marching since he was 4 years old. But as I said earlier, he needed money for college. He wanted to go to college, didn't have money, and he joined the Marines.
What does it mean for the black community to have to join the military in order to seek money for school and in order to seek employment?
The saddening part about that, although our children join willingly, when they come back, they're just treated as second-class citizens just the same. And yes, you represent, you defend your country, but when you come back, you do not have any rights. You're just you're referred to as nigger, as boy, and you have no respect. So it's sad, although you give your best because you need an education, you come back and you do not get the respect of the community and the country.
Thank you very much, and good luck with,
I appreciate it.
We hope your son comes back safe and sound.
I certainly hope so. I'm surely praying every day, and everyone I know is.
I see we have the head of New York Coalition of Black Trade Unionists, and you are?
Lester Mowata Green.
And Lester, what brings you here, and what are your concerns as the representative or the head of the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists?
Well, my concerns is that unions definitely have a voice in this, because this issue affects working people in general, a lot of young workers who are in the military, because there are no jobs, because of layoffs, and because of the economy are over there in Iraq. And so it affects workers overall, and also the cutbacks being happened in the city with the cut layoffs and the cutbacks. This money that's been taken from one bomb could solve the whole fiscal crisis in New York, and it's like a whole mix-up of priorities. And the majority of people, I feel, has to have a say on this, and working people are the majority. That's why I'm out here.
Lester, what is CBTU in the city, and what is CBTU nationally doing on the war issue?
Well, CBTU nationally, we did take out a resolution at our national leadership meeting back in January against the war. Also, the coalition in New York has done that. And we're speaking in many forums, and we're involved in different coalitions in the peace movement to be involved and push labor in the forefront. Because CBTU is the new and active CBTU. We're going to be out front and taking positions that affect working people and black workers in particular. Most of the people in the war end up being people of color. I'm a Vietnam veteran myself. Majority of people in Vietnam were people of color. And same thing with this war. Because of the economy, like I said earlier, we end up going to war for benefits or to get education. You end up, you can get killed.
Lester, in addition to being in CBTU, you're also a member of District Council 37. What's been happening with District Council 37 around the war? What's been happening with District Council 37 and the cuts in New York?
Well, I understand. I'm also a member of DAWN, which is District Council 37's group against the war. We've been active in trying to organize within the council and the locals themselves around that. Also within the council, we've been involved in trying to stop these budget cuts, but I think in a way we're kind of starting too slow.
Lester, do you think the impetus that has occurred relevant to trying to stop the war and now the bombing of Iraq will continue and grow to a worldwide workers' movement beyond the actual activities in Iraq of the U.S. military?
I think it's going to grow. I think this movement, different than the anti-Vietnam War movement, this movement has started even before the war, before the bombing started, and it's to a level that we didn't see until the Vietnam War was like half through. And I think this, along with the globalization movement and the labor movement, I think all those areas are coming together. And I think it's going to be a new world order, hopefully, for working people once this war. I think it'll be an emphasis. Like Malcolm said, out of bad things comes something good. And I think that's what's going to happen with this.
If people want to join that something good, how can they contact CBTU?
They can contact me. We have our CBTU NYC at AOL website. Website CBTUNYC@AOL.com.
WBAI Radio, and we want to find out what the professional staff, Congress members of CUNY are gathering here for today, Trisha.
Well, the main thing is we believe it's important to support public education. We believe the war effort distracts from that. We believe, moreover, we are part of a much larger struggle in this country to create a real democracy where our issues and interests can be heard and dealt with. That's right.
See a number of students here. Is PSC working with the students on this issue?
Directly, particularly at the different campuses. We have joint meetings together, and we have a student like SLAM at Hunter and a number of others who are meeting with us, and we with them. We are working together indeed.
And which campus are you from?
I'm from Hunter.
Yeah. And what would you say the students and the faculty generally are around the war at Hunter?
Well, around the war, they are adamantly opposed, overwhelmingly so, but they also are opposed to what it's doing to their education and the cuts they are facing right now and the possible raise in tuition. So they are really opposed to it, and they are out here for that reason.
And you are?
I'm Professor Robert Carter from Hunter.
What do you teach?
I teach sociology, law.
Okay.
George Bush, CIA. How many kids did you kill today? George Bush, CIA. How many kids did you kill today?
Well, Ken, we're with two of the very youngest members. They've found themselves in the middle of the labor delegation, and they have buttons on saying, war is not the answer. Let's see if their mom can tell us why she brought her children here. Who are you, and why did you bring the whole family?
They have been in different demonstrations. This is the fourth time they come out to demonstrate. We feel very very ashamed about this government, what is happening with Iraqi people. I want them to see what is happening. We don't want them to be like some people who think that this is just a star war that you're watching on TV. This is real. Kids are dying in Iraq. And like they said, it's not a fair war.
And you are?
My name is Diana Garcia.
Did you grow up in New York?
No, I grew up in Puerto Rico.
And what do you think this means for the Puerto Rican people here? And do you have any sense of what the sentiment on the island are about this war?
I grew up in Puerto Rico during the Vietnam War era. My brother went to Vietnam, so we know, my family know what it is to have a family member fighting for an unjustified cause. So right now I have relatives in Puerto Rico. I have three cousins that are in Kuwait now, and I have been in contact with my family in Puerto Rico. They're very upset because not only they don't agree with the war, they don't understand why Puerto Ricans, in proportion to the population of the United States, are being drafted in large numbers. There have been a big campaign in Puerto Rico in the high school because Department of Defense has been there recruiting young Puerto Ricans, and they have been pretty successful in doing that. But there have been a large number of Puerto Ricans going to this war, like it has been the case in previous wars.
I'd like to thank you for speaking with WBA Radio, Building Bridges, and particularly with three generations here virtually.
Move, push, get out the way, get out the way, get out the way. Move, push, get out the way, get out the way, get out the way. Move, push, get out the way, get out the way.
But there's one thing I know. I'm younger than you. Even Jesus would never forgive what you do.
You've been listening to some of the labor voices who marched on March 22nd against the war against Iraq.
Is your money that good? Will it buy you?
This has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report.
When your death takes its toll, all the money you made will never buy back your soul.